Blog Talk Radio.
Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on me. Anoint me. Anoint Jesus. Need you to fall on me, Jesus.
Fall on me.
Anoint Would you fall on me, Lord? Let the power, let the power, let the power of the Holy Ghost
fall on me.
Lift your hands and say, fall on me, fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing, anointing, anointing.
Anointing.
Would you fall on me, Jesus? Fall.
Fall
devil.
On me.
Let the power.
Let the power
of the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fall.
Fall on me.
Anointing.
Fall.
Say just one more time. If you want double for everything you've gone through, just say anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall on me.
I can't make without you, anointing. Would you fall on me, Jesus?
Fall.
Come on. Now say, let the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Good morning. Everybody ought to praise his name. Thankful God this morning allowed us to see yet another day, giving us a special blessing, allow us to come together. Again, we tell him thank you. Good morning, and I say God bless you. Beautiful song selection this morning. Let the anointing fall. And you realize the anointing breaks in yoke. It destroys the yoke assignments that have been put on you, yoke that can govern you, causing you to not succeed. The anointing of God destroys that. It breaks that. It pulls off strongholds. We thank him for the anointing that he gives to us that helps us. Oh, hallelujah, go forth and do his will in spite of, regardless of. We thank him for that. That's why it's a necessity that we praise him, to give him the glory and the honor and the thanks. I have a question this morning. I was just wondering, who has believed our report? Who have believed? That is good. Who have believed that he's great? Who have believed that he'll do just what he said he'll do in spite of our ups and downs, our faults and our failures? Who believe, hallelujah, that when you fall, he will pick you up? Who has believed that? Who has believed that? When I'm down and out, he'll be a friend that sticks closer than any brother. Who has believed that? Just want to pose that question. You can question others, question yourself, or have that on your mind, just put it in believe. And had experience have you had to show you that you know he's a God that never fail. You know he is a God that will be your friend, not only the ruler of your right life, but will open up and be a personal friend to you, more than just an acquaintance, more than just to know him by the almighty afar off. You can know him up close and in person. In person, we thank you for that, and that's why we urge you to get to know him, be more than just acquainted to him, but I have that relationship with him that he can unfold things to you, that he can trust you. See, with a friendship, there must be trust in the friendship. There must be, hallelujah, there must be some accountability in a friendship. You can be acquainted with some, but to know others, but to have a friend. Oh, hallelujah. Something special to have a friend that will listen to you, talk to you, encourage you, tell you. Many people say a real friend tell you. I'm so glad God puts people in our lives that will tell us the truth, that spares no feeling, hallelujah, but they rather give you the truth. And this word of God, it is truth. Truth. Read in Revelation, the 21st chapter, along in there, tells us that these words are faithful and true. Not the words of God said it, that sells it. I believe it. So the question is posed to us this morning. Who has believed our report? Not to hold you long. Just want to encourage you with some words. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come in the humblest way that we know. Thanking you for your goodness. We're sure thankful of your mercy, your grace, and your kindness that you showed unto us in abundance over and over again, Lord. Just thanking you, Father, for a great opportunity that you've given us, another chance, a new day to make a new start in you. Oh, hallelujah. Ask you for strength that you help us, Father God. Build us up where we're weak. Oh, hallelujah. Where we're torn down, give us strength. Some been on the battlefield and on the battlefield have come scarred, wounded. On the battlefield, for the Lord have been in battles. Oh, hallelujah. But help us overcome, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us to overcome, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, thank you in advance for blessing us, for being with us, for unfolding to us, for consecrating our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In other words, give us this day, Father, our daily bread. Hallelujah. Give us the things that we need, Father. You know best what we need, Father God. You know every mind, every heart, every thought. You know it. So we submit and open it up to you, Father God. Answer even the unasked questions we ask you, Lord. Hallelujah. Your children look unto you for answers, Father. Hallelujah. Open to us as we open unto you, open unto us your mysteries. Hallelujah. Your love, your great, your wonders. We ask in Jesus' name. We pray and thank you for it in advance, Lord God. Amen. Hallelujah. Truly, everybody ought to praise his name. For, oh, hallelujah, for the things he has done for us. God has been a good God to us. He's been merciful. He's been kind. He's been true. We talked about yesterday the level Sarah God wants to have with mankind. Hallelujah. Only he wants to be a savior, your savior, to save you from the very effects of evil. But what he wants to do is have that relationship. He wants to communicate with his people, his creation. He behold it. Hallelujah. He made it. Hallelujah. We was made for his glory. We was created that he might enjoy us. So why not be pleasing in his sight? Hallelujah. Why not be pleasing in his sight to, oh, hallelujah, to be loved by God? Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. And to let him communicate with you. Oh, hallelujah. Let him read your thoughts. And then he gives you evidence that he's heard you when you pray unto him. And all prayer is a conversation with God. You don't have to, hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't, Lord have mercy. In other words, I'm trying to get over to you. Lord have mercy. That's a prayer. Lord, I need you. That's a prayer. To, hallelujah. To the almighty, all-knowing God, the Father, Jehovah, God, the creator, to open up to him. And then, though it's a mystery of it, when you think about it, scripture tells us you can't come to him unless he calls you. But he gives you this free choice to choose him. Choosing all these things we told you about. And over in that Psalms 103, hallelujah, we spoke on it yesterday. Hallelujah. We'll let it overflow in today. Then we'll add Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Oh, hallelujah. The person. Isaiah 53, 1 through 3 is on the person. It asks the question over there in the first verse, who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That question is asked there. You see, nowhere in the Old Testament is it so plainly and fully, oh hallelujah, prophesied that Christ ought to suffer. Hallelujah. And in that suffering to enter into glory. Hallelujah. Here this chapter will tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But a few concerns, you know, herein, they were looking for a king to come in a different way and pomp and circumstance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he came in humble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he looked for us to be like him, and to be Christ-like is to be humble. Hallelujah. Don't be so ready and willing to fight your own battles, but just be still and know, hallelujah, God is a God of justice. Hallelujah. God is a God of peace, but he's also a God of wrath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He don't need you to fight no battle. He's God all by himself. But who has, I'll ask you the question, who has believed our report? Whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? That question is asked. The first question is, who's going to believe the report? Whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The arm of the Lord is revealed to those, hallelujah, who will follow after him, who will trust him, who will believe in him and believe in his holy word. See, the word of God, if you want to hear from God, open up this book we call the Bible, which is some came up with an acronym that is, it is a basic instructions before we leave this earth, you know, the ladder of the Bible, that's what they say, it is instructions for us to lead that will govern our lives, that will help us, that will give us answers. It's all in this book, hallelujah, which we call the Holy Bible. It is. It will teach you. It will. Oh, hallelujah. It will give you strength. It will give you knowledge. It will help you to learn of him. All it is, it's a love letter, if you will, to man and to God's instruction and what he mankind. For he, in the second verse, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, he is despised and rejected of men, and man of sorrow, and he's acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Oh, hallelujah. But surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But you know what I like about it? But he was wounded for our transgressions. Oh, hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Listen, he was wounded. Hallelujah. You ever been wounded before? You ever been brokenhearted before? And if you've been that way, but and have you ever called someone else to be wounded, to be brokenhearted, to be cut? And you know, when we get a physical cut on the body, it's a painful thing, and even in the healing process, it can be painful. And then when it starts to heal, you get bump up against it and re-injure it, and it makes that thing a first. Hallelujah. And it hurts just as worse as it did when you first got injured. So it is. Hallelujah. With our spirituality, with our walk, how we treat one another, how we cut on one another, how we wound another one another for our hallelujah. But he was wounded. He was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. The practice of sin turns into iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Because of the punishment he went through, we are healed. But listen, the bad part about it, all of us are like sheep, have gone astray and have turned everyone into his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He laid this upon Christ. That's why we should be ever ready to give his name the praise, the glory, the honor, just to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For being wounded. Thank you, Lord, for being bruised. Thank you for being beaten, that I don't have to be wounded. But when I am wounded, I can go to, I can run to you. I can, you can be my shelter. You can be my healer. You can be my provider, because you was wounded for me. Hallelujah. And if I should transgress somebody, if I should wrong somebody, you was bruised for that. In my practice of sin, for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, hallelujah, and with his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here in this Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The person, the 1 through 3, and in the person suffering. Hallelujah. You wonder why we suffer. So it's because we strive to be Christ-like. People may wonder why they go through trials and they go through tribulation. You take a diamond, if you will, that is cut up on. Hallelujah. A diamond has in its original form, it's not that pretty until it is in the hand of the diamond cutter. Oh, hallelujah. When it's put into the hand of the diamond cutter, and the diamond cutter takes it in his hand, so are we in the hand of God. And this skillful trained diamond cutter, when it cuts away flaws, hallelujah, that stops the light from hitting the diamond, that makes it so brilliant and beautiful and wonderful, so that when it's cut upon, hallelujah, the light may shine through when we go through trials and tribulations. But when we're cut upon, hallelujah, when the Lord starts to remove things out of our heart that is hindering that light that's going to want to shine in us, through us, that people may look up on us and see the effects of walking a Christian life, or see the effects of trying to please the Lord. It caused brilliance and glory and wonder and amazement and a testimony to those that can see the change God has made in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is why we suffer, because Christ suffered. If we're going to be anything that's worth being anything, we must be, hallelujah, cut upon. We must be, hallelujah, he must prune us. Hallelujah. He must pull out the things that will hinder, hallelujah, the light from shining on us, in us, hallelujah, and through us. When it shines on us, it makes us think about things, hallelujah, and be conscious of things, our doings, our actions. And that's when it shines on us. But hallelujah, and when it shines in us, hallelujah, when it shines in us, it's an inward thing that's working and show us outward things. And that when the Word of God gets in you, whatever's in you gonna come out, hallelujah, through your actions or through your words. But someone will know that you are a lover of him. You're gonna be trying to do just what you say do. Hallelujah. Your conscience won't have, hallelujah, such a freedom to roam without being checked. Hallelujah. Your mind just won't be everywhere without coming back from time to time and say, ooh, and you're correcting yourself, and the word will govern you and guide you and lead you and help you do the right thing and stay the right course. Though you may wonder, as verse 6 says, you may wander as sheep and go astray, but because of the light that was shining on you, but now it is in you, and now that is in you, it will make you do like you're supposed to do. God gives us a chance, time, space, hallelujah, to do our things. Even over in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it will tell you that certain time is given unto man to do certain things. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But every time you think about it, you ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Because reading this 53rd Isaiah will help you praise him, knowing that what he went through, even as we go astray and as we wander, as we leave, hallelujah, and be our own self, we have turned. Verse 6 tells you, Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. Listen, in verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Anytime we go through anything, we very seldom to keep it to ourselves. When we're going through, we holler out. But he was oppressed, hallelujah. Oppressed in him being oppressed, and he was afflicted in the oppression. Not only was he oppressed and things put up on him, was pressed down, hallelujah. And he was afflicted, and in that afflicted, in that being oppressed, in burdens put on him, sorrow put up on him, sin put up on him, and in all that he was afflicted in, and yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb. Hallelujah. Meaning, you know, not speaking, humble, as he taken all this, so he opened not his mouth, because he couldn't afford to speak, hallelujah, because Christ is powerful when he speaks, hallelujah. Hallelujah. When he started to speak, things started to change, hallelujah. So he could not afford, he had to be oppressed, and in that oppression, he had to be afflicted, but most of all, he had to keep quiet. Hallelujah. He had to keep quiet. Oh, hallelujah. Keep quiet, and he was taken from prison. Hallelujah. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the great transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked, hallelujah, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. You see, it pleased, people don't understand, but yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Hallelujah. And as we go through trying to be like Christ, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if you knew that it pleased the Lord to allow you to, that you go through, to ask and help, Lord, help me lift this, hallelujah. But it pleased the Lord to do that, because in that, hallelujah, you're going to consider things. You're going to consider the Lord, hallelujah. You're going to glorify him, because you're going to give his name the praise, because you're going to know that it was the Lord that brought me out. It was the Lord that help me when I was burdened down, oppressed. It was the Lord, though I felt like I was forsaken, but it was the Lord taking me through and carrying me up, holding me, because I had nothing left, but it was the Lord. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, oh, hallelujah, he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Hallelujah. As the Lord is got us in his hand, as he allow us to be cut up on that, we may be made better. Christ was already the best that he could be. Hallelujah. That's why he changed things. They changed so much of the traditional sacrifice. God had a lamb himself before the foundation of the world, which was Christ. They made rituals for sin. They took animals and they offered up, as they killed the animal, then they offered a blood sacrifice. But here God took a lamb of his own, which was Christ, and before the foundation of the world, he slew him. His blood was pure, and his blood could cover sin for us, for mankind. So, see, Christ knew no sin, and he only had to do this once because his blood was pure, and it covered. Hallelujah, covered us. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, shall see his seed, and shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Hallelujah. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. But by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. This is why we ought to praise Christ. This is why we ought to be thankful for what he do for us. Hallelujah. What he has done for us. He did all this for us. This is Calvary and the suffering of Calvary. Hallelujah. How he was wounded, beat upon. Hallelujah. That we may have a right to the tree of life. We should we ever be thankful. The only thing we have to do is accept what he did on a Friday. if we accept what he did on a Friday, we can glorify him, we can honor him, we can shout because of what he done. But we have to accept what he done, not with only with our mouth, but with our heart. When we do it with our heart, we're led by our heart and to do the right thing. Because when we do things that differently, what we feel in our heart, it don't sit right till we get them right. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is what I have for you for today. Hallelujah. I pray something's been said. Hallelujah. Something's been said that help you want to know the Lord a little bit better. I just want to walk with him a little bit closer. We tell him, thank you. Hallelujah. We tell him, Lord, we love him and adore him. Much obliged for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy as we try to do the best that we can do for the Lord. Hallelujah. Right now is a point of our service where anyone want prayer, we hear. Anything in the lesson you didn't understand, we hear. Any questions? Hallelujah. The question I had for you this morning was asked. Believe our report. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who has believed it? That's the first part, the first verse of the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. It has two questions. First question is, who has believed our report? And the second one is, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Hallelujah. If you believe the report, let me let you in on this. If you believe the report, then the arm of the Lord is revealed unto you. The strength of the Lord is at your access. Hallelujah. Access has been granted unto you when you have believed the report and act like you believe the report. The arm of the Lord, the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. He want to give you his strength. strength, how to help you be stronger than what you are. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. We thank him for his goodness, his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. And we give him glory. And we give him honor. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for all the things that you have done for us. Thanking you, Father, for being that way, hallelujah, that we may look unto, Father God, that we may lean, God, and depend upon. We thank you, Father, for being just who you are, for being our shield of protection, our guide, Father God, our hope for tomorrow and even our hope for today, this moment, this hour. We can lean and depend on you, stand on you. We tell you thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and giving us a chance to love you back, Father. We ask that you go with us and stand by us and continue to ask you for your shield of protection, protect our homes, our families, help us with keeping our job to make the right decision. And even going forth, we look for your guidance, Father God, as you continue to protect us, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, to ever keep you in our minds and in our hearts, that we do thy will. In Jesus' name, we tell you, we thank you, we love you. We thank you, Lord, and we love you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray and thank you for it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Give you these golden nuggets. Say Martha sent in, and we'll bless you with a song, and if God be God's will, we'll see you in the morning. She sends in, you had to act. You had to act. John 7:37-46 says, no man ever spoke like this before. John, oh, hallelujah. 7. And also, main thought, Jesus death forgave my past sin and inspires my present obedience. Oh, that's beautiful. Hallelujah, because I know obedience will bring blessings, but Jesus' death forgave my past sins and inspires my present obedience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Amy Martha. That's beautiful. Also, she's been in you first. Jesus, you gave up your life for me. Help me to see each sacrifice make as a reflection of your humility in putting our others first. Let me honor you. Humility promotes unity. Yes, it does, each and every time. Thank you for those golden nuggets. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have a little problem with our sound. Just a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I trust on that. I guess the phone didn't want to press. Right. Amen. I don't know if anybody can hear the song, but if you can hear the song, raise your hand, let me know. I'm a little trouble on this end. The song's not one to play. Praise the Lord. Brother Nutty, can I Okay, I started a song, but I guess it's getting out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You doing all right this morning, Brother Nutty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I am.
God bless you. God, thank you. Thank you for... Thank you. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. For every trial, you know, and tribulation, you wonder why we go through, but as Christ suffered, and if we're going to be like Christ, we... Let's pick up our own cross and follow him. Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to just be still and know that he's God in the midst of what we go through. Know that he's God. So I asked that question this morning. Who has believed? Who has believed? Who has believed God is still on the throne? Who believes that he's still able? You know, we make reports all the time, but who has believed him? Who has believed that he's still good? He's still answering prayer. He's still a healer. Hallelujah. He's still the lover of my soul. Who has believed? Hallelujah. What Christ has done for us is still good. It's still holding firm. Hallelujah. Him able. Not only did he do what he did at Calvary, but he's still doing right even today. We tell him thank you. We love him evermore. Praise God. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy is the Lamb, the Prince.